From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. There are reports Friday that Uzbekistan President Islam Karimov has died. The government has only said the 78-year-old is in critical condition. Karimov has been an authoritarian ruler of the Central Asian nation for more than a quarter of a century. A suicide bomber attacked a court complex in northwest Pakistan Friday, killing at least 12 people, including police and lawyers, and wounding dozens more. The bombing occurred hours after Pakistani troops killed four suicide bombers before they could detonate their devices in a Christian neighborhood in the provincial capital of Peshawar. The attack prompted authorities to step up security around churches throughout Pakistan. It's unclear who was behind the attacks, although a breakaway faction of the Pakistan Taliban is claiming some involvement. In the southeastern United States, authorities are keeping a close watch on Hurricane Hermine. Although it's been downgraded to a tropical storm after making landfall early Friday along Florida's Gulf Coast, the storm is slowly moving into the neighboring state of Georgia before moving over South Carolina, where residents are being warned of what to expect.
This afternoon and this evening, we are expecting serious winds, serious rainfall that can lead to flash flooding, trees being down, utilities being down.
Hermine is the first hurricane to strike Florida in more than a decade after causing power outages and some localized flooding, but there were no immediate reports of casualties. The United Nations World Food Program says its planned operations in Afghanistan may be in jeopardy because of the squeeze of funding caused by other crises in the Middle East and Africa. The World Food Program Executive Director Earthrin Cousin issued the warning Friday at the conclusion of her four-day visit to the war-ravaged country.